Welcome back to the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. Here, in this space right here, we discuss the unspoken truths about faith, life, love, and sex. I am your hostess with the mostest. And I am your hostess with the mostest, Mia. And if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much. And thank you and shout out to whoever told you to come and listen to this podcast, okay? But go ahead, rewind, run it back, and listen to the first 6 episodes and come on, catch back up with us. And thank you for joining this amazing ride with us, okay? Now, today, we are talking about expectations. Expectations, y'all. Now, one of the unspoken truths about life is that we all have expectations. We have expectations about everything we can think of. Expectations about life in general, how we feel like life should go. And a lot of times we have expectations that include maybe how we feel others should respond to us, or how others should view us, or how others should treat us. We have expectations about our career path. We have expectations about loyalty and how we feel like others should be loyal to us. We also have expectations about how good a friend someone else should be to us, and how good of a boyfriend or husband or bae somebody else should be. And a lot of times we have expectations on how someone should approach us or how someone should pursue us, and really just life in general. Yeah, we have expectations about everything. But I'm here to challenge you to release all expectations. What do I mean by that, right? Well, we're gonna dive into that. We're gonna get into that today, okay? Just bear with me, bear with me. Get rid of expectations. What? Now, more often than not, the reason why I want you to consider releasing expectations is because more often than not, expectations that we create are far off from what God has already planned for our lives. Now, I'm not talking about standards. I'm talking about expectations. A lot of times, those expectations that we have, in particular for others, or just how we feel like our life should go, it's not even in line with what God has planned. For example, 5 or 6 years ago, I did not expect to be in grad school right now. I did not expect to go for grad school, period, to be part of my journey in walking in my purpose that God has given me. But here your girl is, exactly where God would have me to be. So I'm thankful that my expectations and the things that I have planned out have not gone the way that I decided that they should go. Because God's plan has always been greater. And we'll talk about that somewhere in a little bit. So let's talk. What happens when you expect things to go a certain way, but they don't? Okay, here's an example. Let's say you study all night for a test, for those of you who are in school or were in school, or maybe pursuing, you know, different things that you have to study for. Let's say you studied all night for a test, and you wake up the next day, you're like, ooh, I'm about to beast this exam, I'm about to get an A, and you fail. Big old big fat F, right? Or what happens when you expect to bring in enough money this month for the things that you need and for the things that you want, but it does not happen that way? How do we respond when our expectations do not become our reality, or when our reality does not match what our expectations were? How do we respond in those situations? Okay, do we respond with the heart of thankfulness and humility, knowing that God's plan is perfect and that everything is going to work out for our good? Or do we walk around bitter and angry and anxious and distracted to the point that we can't even function enough to take care of what's right in front of us? All right, let's break this down. take another example. Y'all see, I'm full of examples today, right? Take, for example, a relationship does not work out the way you expected for it to work out. How do you respond? This, I mean, y'all were head over heels in love, match made in heaven. Ooh, y'all look so good together. Ooh, y'all, ooh, we y'all gonna witness the wet. Ooh, y'all look so good together. That's, people love saying that. Ooh, y'all look so good together. Well, how do you know we are good together? But that's a whole another podcast. That's a whole another episode. But it just, in your mind, you had planned all of this to work out, and it fails. Your expectations are not met. That person failed to meet your expectations. Do you shut down? Did you begin stalking their social media page because you can't get over the fact that it didn't work out? Your expectations weren't met. All right, now I'm probably stepping on some toes about stalking social media pages. And I'm not going to confirm or deny if this is something that I have done, but I will say that I'm thankful that that season of my life is over. I'm gonna say that y'all can, you know, I'll leave the rest to your imagination, but I will say that I'm glad that's over. But that's what happens a lot. A lot of times when our expectations are met, we begin to obsess about it. We begin to fantasize about how things should have been, about how great things would have been if they happened exactly the way we wanted them to. And sometimes if we are really not rooted and grounded in the word, we'll start to sabotage situations they have going on. Now, that's a whole nother podcast. Have you ever tried to sabotage the person's life? Maybe their well-being, maybe another relationship they got into or a potential relationship, because you couldn't get over the fact that your expectations were not met. Now, or you could be doing those outward things, or is it just simply that you have these negative thoughts and you're overwhelmed with frustration and you're anxious with these negative thoughts because that person did not live up to your expectations? Now, right now I'm talking about, you know, in a romantic sense, but this applies to anything. This is friendships. It can be platonic relationships. It can be family, whatever. How do you respond when your expectations are not met? Well, what is God saying about expectations? Now, the scriptures don't say specifically, don't have expectations of other people. But we do read in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that we can depend on God because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what that means is God never changes. God doesn't change based on how good we are, how straight of a line we walk, how well we hold up our end of the bargain. He doesn't change based on how we make him feel or how we feel. He doesn't. God stays the same, y'all. But we know that humans, on the other hand, y'all, we humans can be some flaky people. We change our mind more than we change our underwear. Now, y'all can thank FC for that. FC is my late grandmother on my mom's side. She used to say, change your mind. Why do you change your underwear? And that's okay, though. As humans, I mean, if we're constantly evolving and we're constantly growing and we're constantly learning, we should be changing our minds. And the way that we move through life may not necessarily be what someone else may expect of us. But I strongly believe that, in particular, like in, you know, a romantic setting, like I just mentioned a moment ago, as long as we're clear about who we are and what our intentions are, if somebody else has expectations of us, that is not something that we should be taking ownership of, because that is not our cross to bear. So just for a moment, think, is there anybody in my life who is constantly frustrated with me, who's constantly upset with me, who's constantly having these things to say, and they're doing all these different things because they have these expectations that I have not met for them? I want you to release yourself of all that, like right now. That anybody else's expectations of you, based on what they feel should be, but it's not even in line with God's word, release yourself of that, like right now. And then if on the other side, if you're someone who has all these expectations about the people in your life and who they should be and what they should do and how they should be, you got to look in the mirror and say, why do I have these expectations? Why am I projecting what I think another person should be? Well, yeah, think about that, right? But it is normal, though, to experience disappointment when others don't meet our expectations. It's totally normal. We're human. We get disappointed. You know, things do not always go the way that we want them to. If they did, everybody would be happy. Or would we? Would we really be happy? We may not be happy because we may not appreciate how we got to that point. We may not appreciate what we have if everything went exactly how we wanted it to. But like I was saying, it is normal to experience disappointment when others don't meet our expectations. But do not change who you are. Do not change who God has called you to be just because a human did not meet your expectations. Instead, I want to challenge us, to give grace. Grace was, so over the last, I would say this, like, I think this is the fourth week. Over the past month or so, I've been applying different words and different fruits of the Spirit to my life where I feel like I need to grow spiritually. And one of those words is grace. I did grace for 2 weeks because I was like, you know what? I need more practice. So anyways, long story short, over the last several weeks, I've been applying different words or fruits of the Spirit to my life and seeing how I can apply it to, you know, the relationships around me with family, friends, whoever. Because grace is so important, because the reason why grace is important is because we're giving someone something that they didn't necessarily earn, right? That's the thing about grace and mercy. They go hand in hand. So with grace and mercy, in particular grace, we are, let's say someone doesn't meet our expectations, instead of us acting out or, you know, acting out and getting upset, we give them grace because God gives us grace every single day. Y'all, imagine, what if God decided one day, I'm going to stop giving you grace. You not acting right, so I'm not giving you any more spiritual blessings because you can't get it together. How many of us would be getting blessings? Nobody would, except babies. But that's the thing, like with grace, like we release those expectations and then we free that person of whatever it is we felt like they should be. And we free them of that and we love them anyway. And we practice the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit, oh my goodness, like it is such a like key component to our walk as Christians. There's different parts in the fruit of the Spirit. It's love, joy, goodness, patience. Oof, patience, y'all. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We read about that. I think it's in Galatians 5. And grace is right in there along with that. Like that is something that we have to, in order to keep peace in relationships, we got to remove those expectations and give grace. Because God, at the end of the day, like God gives us grace all the time. And we're still here. And because our cups are overflowing with God's grace, we need to be throwing that out and giving it to other people. Now, another area that we have expectations is with our family, y'all. Now, as much as we may want to front, nobody comes from a perfect family. Nobody's family is perfect. And just because you may be changing and evolving and growing and learning more about who you are, who God created you to be, doesn't mean that everybody else is on the same page. And it doesn't mean that they're even, it doesn't mean that they're less than you. It doesn't mean that you're better because you are on this particular place in your journey and they're somewhere else. All that means is you can want what's best for them, and but you cannot project your expectations onto them, because that only causes friction in the relationship. And that can go for parents, mama, daddy, sister, cousin, uncle, whoever, day-day, whoever, whoever. And yeah, like I said, it's normal for wanting, you know, our loved ones to change for the better. But who says that our better is the only better, you know? Evaluate that. See how that lines up with God's word, what your expectations are. And but honestly, at the end of the day, like, if we are striving to grow and to evolve and be the person that God would have us to be, who would have time to keep track of how somebody else is changing and how somebody else is growing? There's this little video. It's so funny. There's a little girl, and I think it's her mom asking her questions or something. And she says, "Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself." I'm telling you, worry about yourself. And I'm telling me, worry about yourself. Like, we can pray for our loved ones. We can hope what's best for them. We can share with them the truth about what God says. But as far as projecting our expectations onto them as if, you know, if you don't meet this expectation, I'm not going to love you. I'm not going to give you grace. I'm not going to practice peace and kindness and love and gentleness with you. Nobody has time for all that. Okay. So I want you to take away a few nuggets. Okay. Don't base your expectations on others or who you feel like they should be. Place your expectations, place your heart and your needs at the feet of Christ. Because ultimately, he is the only one who can meet those expectations. And really, if we think about it, like, when we depend on others to be a certain way for us, to feed us and to give us all of these things that we need, oh, feed me emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, like all that, when we are grasping at air for everyone to fill us up, we have these expectations of everybody around us because we're starving. And we're not starving in a physical sense, like food, like you eat, but we're starving spiritually. Think about it. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And when we're moving through life and we're everybody we meet, everybody that's around us in our space, we have these expectations. We are starving ourselves, and what we need to do is we need to allow God to fill us back up, to allow God to fulfill those expectations, to meet those expectations, because from a spiritual sense, only God can do that. He's the only one, okay? And lastly, I want to encourage you to remember, I hope it doesn't sound like I'm saying expectations in general are bad. They're not bad. Standards are great. Expectations in itself is not a bad thing, but I want us to ask ourselves three questions whenever we have expectations. One, who do we have expectations for? And what place does that person have in our life? Two, what are those expectations that we have of them? And can we clearly communicate those expectations? And three, are those expectations in line with God's word and how God sees them and how God sees us? So think about it. Think about the relationships in our life, and it's probably the relationships that have maybe the most tension. Think about it. What are those expectations? Who are those expectations for? What are those expectations? And are those expectations in line with God's word and how he sees them and how he sees us? I want you to think about that. Marinate on that. Marinate on that and think about that and see, I want to challenge you to release those expectations that are not in line with God's word and see just how more light you feel if a person doesn't become who you feel like they should be. Think about that. Pray on that. And I hope that in some way you can see how maybe removing these expectations that I have of all these people in my life, maybe that's not the best thing, right? So think about that. Now, in the meantime, while you're thinking about that, I also want you to think about something else. Two things, actually. I want you to think about, okay, so long story short, so the last couple of weeks, I've been really excited to share this with you guys. There's another local nonprofit in Houston that On Your Peach is actually starting a partnership with called Jeans and Jewels. And Jeans and Jewels is an amazing nonprofit whose primary focus is personal development for youth and young adults. And they help provide them with, expose them to different life skills, image building, career preparations, healthy habits, so many other things, amazing things that they're doing in the community. And so on November 10th, Jeans and Jewels is having their first fundraising gala, which is a black tie event. They're going to have a silent auction. They're going to have a whole bunch of different things going on. But you should get your tickets and you should come because, one, it's an amazing organization. Two, I found out that I am going to be one of the honorees at this event. And honestly, the founder, when she first got in touch with me, I was like, what? Really? Like, oh my God, sometimes we have to remind ourselves to see ourselves how God sees us and stop downplaying the things that God is doing through us and the things that God is doing for us. So I'm actually going to be one of the honorees at this event. And they're going to be showcasing different individuals in the community who are empowering youth to grow to their full potential and empowering youth to become the best version of themselves. And as y'all know, On Your Peach, one of our pillars is personal development. And that is like huge for Jeans and Jewels. That is like their primary focus. And I think it's just amazing. The event is November 10th. The deadline to get your tickets is October 15th, okay? I'm going to put the link for Jeans and Jewels website. It's jjinstitute.org. I'm going to put that link in the description for this episode so you can go check it out. Get your ticket, okay? Come party with us, y'all. Now, another announcement is, I think in episode one or so, or the premiere episode of the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast, I talked about tea time, or I talked about high tea. And I remember saying that high tea was, I don't know if I went into detail about what high tea is, but high tea is going to be where we have a live version of the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. And I'm super excited because I'm going to have some guests on the show, y'all, finally. I'm going to have some guests on the show who are going to basically share their perspective and their experiences as far as the unspoken truths about faith, life, love, and sex. And I'm super excited. And if you know anyone else who may be interested in joining the party with us and coming and doing high tea with us so that we can have these great conversations, shoot me an email, mia.cresswell@gmail.com. The link for my website to contact me and everything will be in this episode as well, as with every episode. But anyways, before I go on and on, that's everything. I hope you enjoyed episode 7. Share with your friends, listen to it again, give some feedback. And oh, lastly, don't forget. So if you don't know, to listen to this episode and to be notified of new episodes, go to www.miacresswell.com. Okay. Or you can download the Anchor app or listen anywhere else that podcasts are available. And be sure to follow me on social media. Cause y'all know, on Instagram, it's Farkarwa. It's Farkarwa. And on Facebook, it's Mia Cresswell, first and last name. And of course, the links for that or the information for that will be in the episode description as well. And thank y'all so much for listening. I'm so excited for y'all. We are in September, halfway through September. And one of my friends, like at the beginning of the year, I think the end of last year, she was like, this is our year. Like, we are no longer walking by what we see. We're walking by faith. And that's a huge part of being a Christian and just stepping out on faith and doing the things that we know that God has purposed for us. Y'all, we have, what, 2 months, 3 months left in the school year? Not in the school year, but in the year. And so just stay tuned. Like, you do not want to miss any episodes. You don't want to miss announcements, because it's about to go down, okay? So just stay tuned, and I will see you next time on the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast.